Blind Cool Tech, December 26th, 2009. Hey y'all, my name's Larry Skutkan, and I wanted to talk to you today about a OCR application that runs on a cell phone. It's called the CBS Reader, and we've all heard about other OCR programs, the most famous of which is KNFB Reader, that runs on Nokia cell phones of certain persuasions. Here a few months ago, I heard about another one called TechScout out of somewhere in Europe, Germany, I believe, maybe. And I tried it out. They had a demo of it. They do have a demo of the KNFB Reader now as well, by the way. And I thought it was a little odd in that it would say, you know, it would snap the picture and then send it to their servers and process it and then send the results back to you and read it out, which is, you know, may have some implications for some people for privacy. I don't know. I was okay with it. I wouldn't scan, you know, my credit cards with it. The KNFB Reader, on the other hand, processes everything on the phone, as does this CBS Reader. This is Beyo CBS Reader, B-E-Y-O. Their website, by the way, is beyocbs.com. You can put /en on there if you want the English version. It's B-E-Y-O-C-B-S. That's CBS boy, as in boy, CBS. And B boy and Beyo. Okay, so anyway, I'm running this on, and I will tell you, the results of this are mixed. I have not tried the KNFB Reader or I did try TechScout. And in fact, I was telling you, you know, sometimes TechScout would do good. Part of the hardest part is getting things lined up, and all three of these programs help you out with that. And I'll show you how this CBS Reader does that in a second. But I thought to myself, when I first tried TechScout, wow, how liberating. I never really even thought about KNFB Reader because of the price. You know, I make a good salary, but that's a lot of money. And, you know, I have, probably if I lived by myself, it would be a different consideration. But I do usually have someone sighted around. And that should not prevent you, by the way, from getting a program like this. I mean, this, like I was saying, I felt so liberated when I tried this demo of TechScout because I could just, you know, pick up something out in the garage or a piece of paper or a can or whatever. And, you know, it wouldn't work every time, but it would do pretty good. And that's the way this is with CBS Reader, too. So what I've got here, I just picked up a, looks like an ad circular out of the paper. And I'm running this on a Nokia N95 8GB, best smartphone I've ever seen, by the way. So anyway, I've got it, pulled it out of my pocket. I've got it on my shortcuts here, so I'm just going to hit a left arrow. And I'll go ahead and select it. Now, I did turn on the light, and I could turn this speech up, but you'll see why I don't in a minute. So I'm positioning this over the flyer now, and what I'm looking for is a high-pitched, steady beep. There it is, and I have to hold it for 3 seconds. This helps center and focus, and I'm not too good at this yet. Let me try using both hands. I almost had it 3 seconds. Going back down. Coming back up. This might be a tough one. There we go. Right, I'm going to just go ahead and snap the picture. And you hold your camera, by the way, and you heard that second beep. It actually takes a small video of it there. I may not have been lined up on that right. But you hold your camera. Nope, didn't get anything on that. Let me go grab a. And as soon as you cancel, you're back to where you're scanning. I'm going to run over here and grab a piece of paper out of my drawer that I have no idea what this is. But we're right under the light right here, so maybe this will be better for it. I'll put it on the chair here. All right, let's give this a try. This isn't exactly a pristine piece of paper either. It's supposed to snap itself when everything's right, but I really, when it does it, it does good. That may have been the wrong side of the page, too, so we'll try the other side in a minute. Is it going to come up with something? Side this page. I'm going to go ahead and snap it. Probably don't have it all focused. Centered. It doesn't matter.
Hi, Finger.
So nothing. I'll give it a second here. I'll try this newspaper thing again. This wasn't too impressive a demo here yet, was it? I'll try the other side of this page one more time, too. Okay, I am recording this, by the way, on a prototype of the new Bookport Plus that's coming out here next year early with its internal microphone. Let's see if we can make it snap its own this time. You have to hold this for 3 seconds. It has to get a higher pitch. Move it a little bit. Now bear in mind, I don't even know if this has anything written on it. Could be handwriting for all I know. I'm gonna snap it. Alright. I'll try the paper again. This was just that same piece of paper I found in my drawer. I'll be curious to see what that is.
NO and dash on 10th employee Alpha.
Okay, so there is something written on there. Let's try it again then. See, maybe I wasn't being steady enough. The lighting might not be that great right here. Alright, so I'm going to push back again. This paper isn't exactly straight either. I'm going to lean over and use my elbows for a little bit of support. Okay, so...
Non-contaminator CNWA1 thanks KHHHHTTWWNNCTRNNWNHF and 1 tiff NWKLHPFTTA1 1 trot off way NWN Mungi half task fee and NRT Jim what dot if lunnet LCK. Neo TWW cannot work at bot Nimo 7 NMDW and NW1WTLLP arch finpay NMNIMI. MWWVWA1 Python D Python.
Alright, so it didn't do too good on that. It did something.
W Python https://httptnmttlktavgan-sss-avvtai-h.
Let's start it over. So I'm going to hit back on my phone. And it immediately gets into the camera and starts doing this. I'm going to use my elbows this time to help. They say about 6 to 10 inches. I wasn't waiting long enough for it to read, I guess. I'm not. Alright, let's see if I can get myself centered a little better here. I'm going down. There's the sweet spot. Oh man, how do I get back to that? There it is. Heater coming on, sorry guys. Backing up, getting closer again. Come on. There, it did it automatically. Alright. This time we'll wait for it to read. A little longer than we did last time.
NON-Union M Pothes 070497 Puskachim, Lara D. Date signature the balance of unused sick and or vacation time that you have at this on Ardneck. Please check any of the following that apply if you have a balance left. I request partial payment of hours of unused sick pay as of 103. Forward.
Alright, so I know what that is, and I know that it's, been in that drawer for, well, what it is, if you didn't understand it, is it's a form at our work to request whether we carry over our sick, the balance of our sick hours, or choose to get paid for them. And it's been sitting in my drawer for several years now, so I can safely know that I can throw that away. And That's good. It probably would have sat there for another couple of years had I not had this software. And again, another thing, I'm going to go ahead and turn the volume on talks up now. And the reason I did that is because I wanted to show you, I'm going to close the phone again. I wanted to show you that you hold the phone, like a camera, sideways, and what normally was right arrow is now up arrow, so we can actually review this document. So, I got a lot of information from this. The department number, my name, non-union, and what this paper is. And again, another thing I love about this, let's go ahead. Hey, we can throw this away. What freedom. That is awesome. That makes it worth it right there. And I didn't tell you the price of this is, I think it's 80 pounds, UK. Alright, we're going to try this ad again. You know what? I wonder if this thing is sideways. Alright, so All we had to do is press key 2 to exit, and it
back to exit.
Immediately is ready. This is a bigger piece here. So at least I know my lighting's adequate. Yeah, I'm getting nowhere near all this. A person who did use something like this. Here we go, we're getting close. Might actually want to consider, some additional illumination. Illumination. Ooh, we're on it. And I think you could get better with practice on this. Closer. Okay, I'm gonna back away. I don't have my head in the light either. Yeah, I would probably go ahead and get a desk lamp or something. I'm in my office right now, which is in the basement. It's just a bare light bulb. Probably about a 40 watt. Come on. So, I'm moving this around on the page. Not only is it supposed to help you focus, I believe it's supposed to find the outlines of the page for you. I know KNFB Reader does that. Sorry, I can't talk and concentrate at the same time. I do presume you get better at this. I was on a sweet spot a minute ago. Okay, pitches. I think I'm back too far now. You know, I actually should have done this in stereo, I guess, so you guys could get a little bit of a spatial awareness. Well, darn it. I'm gonna snap it. So as as we mentioned earlier, you hear it do two. You hear two beeps. The first one, it's while it's doing this, I'm gonna go over here and turn on this other light down here too. Sky one more time. Maybe the lighting's a little better in here.
Back to exit.
You know, I'm sure there's people that are far better than me at this. I hadn't had a time to use it a lot. And I, you know, I kind of wish they had longer than a 14-day trial. I'm coming toward the end of mine, and I see it's really a useful tool, but means nothing to me. Let me turn talks back down.
Talks. Volume 6. Volume 5. Volume 4.
Well, darn it, I want to read this circular. I'm going to turn it over on its back. See if we can glean any kind of info about what this is. So I'm going to hit back. Now, I have found that if you're familiar with the N95, that it's better to hold it in your left hand. That way, if you need to snap it, you can do it with your left forefinger. By hitting the select button. Alright. We're right on it. We're going to back away from it. Well, I think we were close. Now, I will say, that this is some particularly difficult conditions down here. I mean, I'm blind. I don't have my office well lit. Backing off. I think I'm too far back now. Going closer. I'm moving left and right too to see if that helps any. For some help holding still here. I'm close. I'm gonna snap it. You gotta hold still right here too, which I also have trouble doing. Alright. Let's see what it does. I turned it over, I think. Nope. Okay. Well. Let's try a receipt. So, I've got some insurance receipts right here. Not insurance, but HSA receipts. Oh, I think this might be a vet bill. Well, I wish I would fold stuff up like this. Alright, we're going to get this out of the way. The phone down right there, don't forget where it is. Okay, there's a receipt stapled on the front. At least we know where the front of this one is. I'm going to just fold the receipt out of the way for a second and see what this actual paper is. Now, I guarantee you this would have been better if I wouldn't have folded it up and put it in my pocket. Alright, so I am going to line it up. I'm going to get on my elbows to help steady myself. Try to get about the center of the page. I'm going to hit back. Woo, it snapped it right off the bat. Let's see how good it did with it.
FJS, Hyphen White Lion, Receipt Crescent, HIAH, Nehwa Befop, 2206 to 5, Frankfurt Avenue, Marvin 84 to 2206, 50, S91, 9 feet 63 FAX, 59 W-93, Ron Wickholm, Account S79, J Page, Larry I, Scutcheon Operator, Dr. Jake, 15,550, Species K9HRCCDU, A Cold Crosser Chip, Color Yellfill. Yellfill?
Yellfill? I thought he was yellow. Okay. Let's see if we can get a little better on that one. Although it did snap it right off the bat. So I'm going to hit back. I mean, we know what this is now. That was good enough, but one thing I hadn't shown you about this is how impressive it is when it gets it right. Alright, so I'm going to hit back. Let's see. It snapped it right away last time. Sweet spot. I'm trying to hold it still. I probably shouldn't have been talking while I was doing that. Alright, let's see if it reads a little more accurately this time. And again, if this was a flat piece of paper.
S-V-Y. Client received Crescent Hill and Ale Spittle. We 2206 to 5 Fran of Zero Avenue Muse Volk. KV 40206. 502 9 0 6 3 F 1 X Python 5101 12 S 9 M 3 R if Unaccount 5793 page 1 Laris Garchin Operator Dr. Jake 15550 Species K9 Breed Lagoid and Cross Sex Mate Neutered 10 02 09 with Me Age Mute Chip Color, weight, age. Yelgwa 90. 87 Veet NTHS 7 Days Richard Rab Comedy VM 1. 00 Wig Examination 1. 00 Ear Check 1. 110 Ear Clean.
Alright, so we got a little more info out of it that time. We'll set the phone down and put this receipt back up. You know what? Let's take a picture of just the receipt part of this first, which is stapled to the top left of this and is also folded. Okay, so I'm going to try to make sure that thing stays fairly flat. And I'm going to go ahead and hit back. Maybe I should try help holding it down flat. Maybe my finger will be in the way. I hope not. Sorry, I gotta concentrate on this. I cannot. Okay. Stability. It's hard to get used to just how to hold the phone too, and this might not be fair because it's stapled to other stuff. Come on, close. Now, I will tell you too, boy, this thing will suck the batteries out of your phone. Any of these will. Practically any application you run on it will suck them out. Come on. We were on it a minute ago. This is a really tough example for this. Well, snap. It's really best if you can get it to snap it itself. Okay, put this back up. I don't think it's going to do anything. I'll just set the phone there and let it chug away. So, yeah, one thing, too, we really need to let it wait. Be better if there was some kind of subtle indicator on there. No text found either. Here's a receipt that's not quite so mangled. And again, I wished I had some better lighting. Alright, we're gonna try to lean over this and use the elbows for stability.
Cancel. LCBS meter. 1. Options. 2. Exit.
Use my hands to frame this thing. It's so small. I don't want to cover anything but the very corner of it. And that way maybe I can sort of use the relationship between my hands to help like guide me. Oh yeah. I don't think my lighting's as good as it could be down here. Okay, sorry. Anyway, that's, I think you can expect better results and, you know, with more proper lighting and less folding of receipts and so forth. The purpose of this isn't really, though, to say that this is better than KNFB Reader.
UNASIF 026 Frankfurt Avenue.
Wow.
KY48206 Merchant ID. One term ID. K72155030800 1 Sale Entry Method WN. SR ILI. ERWM Tapraft Online MFTPPRTO.
I don't exactly know what that receipt was. But I do know that I could probably get a better scan of it. I mean, I did force that scan. But as I was saying, the real purpose isn't to say that this is better or worse. This is an affordable alternative for someone who may, you know, not need all the bells and the whistles of KNFB Reader. This uses the Fine Reader OCR engine, which is a very good OCR engine. There's a port of it that works with on the Symbian platform. Of course, that's the operating system that these Nokia phones are using. So I hope this has been of some useful information to you. I encourage you. There is a 14-day trial. Actually, now there's trials of all three of these portable OCR programs, we'll call them. KNFB Reader, Text Scout, and CBS, Bayo CBS Reader. So I encourage you to Google those, check them out, download them onto your phone. One thing I will tell you, the installation on this BIOS CBS reader, most of the documentation was walking you through PC suite and all that, but I find it to be a much more effective way just to plug the USB into your PC and your phone, pick data transfer, and your phone shows up as a drive, and just copy and paste the sys file over there, and then go to file browser on your phone and launch, find where you put that, launch it from there to install it, and then of course you go to the applications once it's installed, and run it from there. And if you find that it's one of those kind of applications that you have to keep in your seven precious ones that you can put on the shortcuts, let me show you what I've got for my seven precious ones here.
Volume was 4, volume was 5, volume was 6.
So one of them was that CVS reader.
ID, one term ID, K721.
Oh, let me get out of this first. Which, by the way, I will show you, too. Another thing I like about this much better than I did about TechScout is it's so fast to get in and out of. So I'm going to hit exit, and it's going to put us back to the scan.
Back to exit.
And then exit.
T-Mobile,
right back to the... So before I sign off, I just want to show you my seven. iGoogle, which if you don't know about that, that is pretty cool, too. Internet telephone. I need to do a podcast on that, actually. That's, you actually have the software already built into your N95 to use this as an internet telephone with Wi-Fi or whatever, so you don't have to use your cell service. There's a really neat option of using Google Voice and Gizmo together and using this as a SIP phone. So, if someone knows more than I do about that, I do have mine set up that way and actually have a little hardware device so I can use the phone without the computer and everything, which is the real hard phone. Anyway,
Google Maps.
I've just got that on there right now because they had a new version of it and I was playing with it. And I stick them on the this 7 list here to make them easier to get to. Lodestone. I know Debbie out in Norling did a podcast of this Lodestone a couple of years ago. Someone really probably should do an update about it that knows more about it than I do.
GPS data.
GPS data is just a thing on the Nokia. It's a little application to see your how many satellites you're connected to and so forth. File manager's on my top ones.
BIOS CBS reader.
And then that BIOS CBS reader.
iGoogle.
I'm back to iGoogle. All right. That's going to do it for me. Good talking with you guys again. Y'all have a great day, and we'll talk to you next time.